Good morning. You are listening to Self World Radio. I am joined by Ryan Smith from Vancouver cassette label Green Burrito. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Sup, world.
Sup, Ryan.
Chilling.
Ryan is a master of cassette technology, and he is. I've never had someone DJ. He's DJing off a cassette boombox right now that he's rigged up to the radio. So that's pretty impressive. That is a first time. If you think DJing off vinyl records, which is what I usually do, is analog technology, Ryan's taking it a step further. I'm very impressed with that he was able to do that so quickly.
Thank you.
So what have we heard so far?
So far we've heard a song off... Oh, louder?
Yeah, go close to
your mic. Oh, okay. We just listened to two songs. The first one was a song called Babies Wearing Blue Jeans, which is a song by Mac DeMarco. And then we heard a song by a band called Coco. And I think the song's called Friend Shouldn't Fuck. I'm not swearing.
I don't know if you're allowed to swear. People have asked me that before, but I'm not sure.
But yeah, that was it. Coco, my dog, and my other dog, Mac.
And those are both releases that you put out in like the past couple weeks.
The Coco played a live show, and we made a live tape, and then that's where that recording was from a live tape, and then Mac's song Babies Wearing Blue Jeans was on a 5-song cassette EP that we put out together.
And both those cassettes have interesting stories. Like the Pinhole, the Coco one was a live bootleg of Pinhole show, and you're doing a series of Pinhole bootlegs, right?
Yeah. The Pinhole ones are really cool. That was actually that song I recorded from tape to tape from the Live at Pinhole tape, which this is from the first one, which was a show that happened on December 16th. It was a holiday show at my friend Johnny's print shop studio, Pinhole Printing, and it was Coco, Woolworm, and Heavy Chains, which are all Vancouver bands. I took one of the songs from the live tape. So yeah, that was pretty cool. There's definitely a few songs that don't really exist that are all live recordings that I brought. I think we're gonna maybe listen to some other funny live jams too, which would be pretty cool.
And Pinhole's cool because it's a silkscreen studio that has shows. And what happens at the Pinhole shows?
There's been maybe three now, and from the get-go, Johnny's been having whichever bands that are playing, he's made shirts and that people can bring a blank t-shirt and get their favorite printed on their shirt off their back while they're watching the show, and then I don't know, it's been pretty sweet so far. And then we just winged it pretty hard, and his friend Michael recorded one of the first shows, and then he started recording one of the first shows, just one mic hanging from the ceiling, and the sound is pretty sick, and so far the recordings have been sounding pretty sweet. So yeah, it's super exciting. I think we want to keep doing them. If they work out, it'd be really, really cool.
And then Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, that was a super funny story too. I can't remember where I was. I think I was hanging out in the coffee shop across the street from my house. Gene, yo, what up, Mish? What up, Anita? And I think that's where I might have heard Mac's songs first, the new songs from his EP. He self-released this 5-song EP on Bandcamp, and I crapped my pants. It was so funny. I couldn't even handle it. The super toned down voice, and I don't know. It's just the songs are so funny and so so like, yeah, awesome and cool and playful and hilarious. It just made me like laugh for like forever. And I just was like, Max, like a super good pal. So I was just telling him, I was like, oh man, like those songs are sick. And then like he like asked if I wanted to do a tape, and then we just did this like super fast like 5-song EP. And then in between the time of that and like and me getting going on making the tapes, and like right halfway through making them, he got signed by Captured Tracks, and now those 5 songs are actually part of like a full length LP to be released, I think, in March. I don't know exactly what day, but I saw like a listing on the Capture Traps website of like the LP, like all the songs, and it's like a whole whack load of songs, and it's like a cool, like, I don't know, like a concept like radio album thing. It looks like it's gonna kick some major butt. But yeah, so it's really funny. It's almost like a little bootleg tape that like just sort of slid under the door before a bigger, cooler project. Or maybe not like cooler, but a really, really cool project.
Is it going to be all the same songs?
4 of the songs on the cassette EP are on the LP, and then there's 5 more songs, and one of them just got released on the internet as like a sneak preview, and it's called I'm a Man, and it is crazy, and I have that too to play.
You gonna play that later?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And you brought in your these Macdemarco cassettes to consign to at the record shop that I work at, which is really funny because you brought in 5, and then we like posted it on our Facebook, like a picture of Ryan with these Macdemarco cassettes, and they sold out in half an hour. It was crazy. Like, I have never seen a cassette release go so fast. It was funny. I texted Ryan like half an hour after he dropped off the cassettes, like, Ryan, we sold out already.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So there's lots of buzz around this man, Macdemarco.
Yeah.
So next up, you're going to play your first ever Green Burrito.
Totally. Release. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my good friend Malcolm's band, Capital Six, and I can't remember exactly when we made the tape, but it was the first cassette tape that I released with Malcolm, and I think it was about a year ago, and yeah, there's a funny story behind that too, but I'm super excited to play a song off of that EP. It was called Captain Rehab EP by Capital Six, and the song I'm going to play is At Your Fingers.
I like that you're so excited to hear the song that you're going to save the story till after.
Oh, I might not even save.
That's awesome. Okay, so here, yeah, we're ready to rock and roll. So here is Capital 6 on CITR.
Almost.
Thank you. all feels so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 3, but guest speakers start at 2. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
Stanley G. Grizzle was born in 1918 in Toronto. As a leader in the Canadian Pacific Railroad Porters Union, Grizzle was instrumental in communicating information and advice from coast to coast. Grizzle and other porters on layover would contact local Black communities and help them to understand that their experiences were part of a broader pattern, and they would offer specific tactical suggestions for change. The Porters Union made alliances with other Canadian movements. Their ambition? To mobilize a concerted demand upon governments for legislative change.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
up, world? 101.9 CITR. That's Vancouver, people. Vancouver, British Columbia. Don't get confused. My name is Calvin Johnson. Thanks for listening.
Yo, what's up, world?
You're listening to Sup World Radio, and today we are doing an hour feature on Green Burrito cassettes.
Yeah.
And Ryan's rigged up a cassette boombox to our on-air system, so you can that's what you can hear all the hiss and the clicks. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So don't mind the few seconds between tracks as he's, like, swapping one cassette for the other. Pretty sweet.
I'm having fun.
I'm having fun too, and we're eating cookies.
And it's a really good cookie.
It's a pretty good cookie.
Thanks.
What did you just play? That was Bummer High?
Oh yeah, that was a song called Cough Syrup off of Bummer High's Lost Highway EP, which was the third release on Green Burrito, and then we also played. another song off of the Live at Pinhole Volume 1 tape, and it was the song two songs ago, and it was by Woolworm, and I actually don't know what the name of the song is, and I've, like, only heard it on that live tape, but I think it's really rad, and that's what it was. And then we listened to, a Capital Six song called At Your Fingers.
Are you going to tell the story? You said a story that you wanted to tell, but you didn't play.
Yeah, just... not really as much of a story. It was more of just, like, an experience. Like, making the Capital Six tape was the first tape that I'd made, and it was, like, my first venture into home recording and, like, duplication and reproduction and so on and so forth. And it was like really cool because it was with a really good friend of mine, which has been something that like I've gotten to keep consistent. Hello.
Are you waiting for an interview?
Yeah, it was just a fun experience and like a total like learning experience. It was really cool, and I guess the funny part of it was that I had this like a bunch of used like cassette duplicators that I had gotten off eBay or Craigslist or whatever, and I was kind of just using the one that sounded the best, I guess the funny thing was that the cassette duplicator only recorded in mono, and I didn't know about it, and it was a stereo recording, and one day I was listening to the Capitol 6 tapes. We only made 50 of them, and one day I was like listening to them in my headphones, and then I like recognized that it was the same sound coming out of both ears, which was kind of funny. So I guess that's the funny story about that. And then pardon me, I just burped. What more can I say? Well, the Bummer High tape is pretty fun. I really like that song. It's like hard to pick a song off that tape because I really do like them all, but I think Cough Syrup is kind of like the second bang. There is this other fast like song, like Old Chief, that I really liked a lot, like initially upon like hearing the EP or whatever, and then like as time grew on and I like listened to it a bunch more, I really liked that Cough Syrup song. That War Room song is really chill. Johnny and I were like listening to the cassette recordings together, and we both like got super into it, I just really like that riff. It sounds really chill.
I just totally fell out of the studio on Ryan on that one. I'm like, just keep talking.
It's okay now, though.
I'm sure you did great. Okay, what are we going to play next?
We're going to play a song by my dog, Johnny.
By Johnny DeCourcy?
Johnny DeCourcy, GB005 release artist. And this song, it's a two-part song, and it's called Waltz Number 3/Sunrise.
All right.
Oh.
So, stay tuned.
Here we go.
Bye. cut your hair till your head is bare, and you're feeling paranoid cause they hit you there. And you know that you can't recall that night, wishing and six several things that will justify, and the pain that you felt as a casualty is
you are listening to South World Radio, and we have some special callers today. We have Jesse and Jennifer from Bleached. Are you there, ladies?
Hey.
Hey. So, are you ladies on tour right now?
I'm sorry, wait, what was that?
Are you ladies on tour right now?
Yeah, we're actually in the van driving from Cleveland, Ohio to Chicago tonight. We don't have a show tonight, but we have a day off, but we have a show tomorrow night.
And you are touring, and you're touring with Veronica Falls?
Yeah, we haven't met up with them yet. We were touring with Midwestern, and then we met up with the Black Bells. And then I think in like a couple of days we are going to be meeting up with Veronica Falls, which we're like super excited about.
And you are coming through Vancouver in a week.
Yeah, in a week. Let me see.
Monday, February 20th at the Media Club.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
There you go. Is it your first time playing Vancouver?
It's our first time with Bleach, yeah. We've been to Vancouver before, but definitely our first time with Bleach.
And who did you come through before?
We came through before with our old band, Mika Miko. Me and my sister, yeah, we were in that together.
And, yeah, so this time you're coming through Vancouver with Veronica Falls next week, Monday, February 20th. And it's awesome of you ladies to call in and just say, hey, Vancouver. And I asked you to choose a song to be played on Supworld. And what did you request?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You ladies you chose a song that you wanted to be played on the air today, and what was the song that you wanted to hear?
Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Okay.
This is just, we're really big fans of Metallica, and it's our we like to play before we go on stage to play. It gets us excited.
All right, so this is what you listen to get yourself excited for your sets?
Yeah.
Wait, there was just a really loud crinkling over the air. It's because we're eating cookies here in the studio.
we're eating pretzels here in the van.
All right. you should give a good on air crunch since we just gave some good on air cookies.
I
eating.
Should.
So what could people expect for your show at the Media Club in Vancouver next week?
Well, I think they should just, we hope they come and have a really good time and dance and get crazy and totally feel free to crowd surf, stage dive, do whatever they want to do.
All right, so lots of stage dives.
we just want to see people having a really good time.
Are you going to do a cover of Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No, we're not, but we are going to do a cover, but we won't do Metallica.
What's the cover going to be? Are you going to let us know, or is it a surprise?
Well, you should come to the show to find out.
All right. Any hints? Okay, so thank you for calling in. Is this Jesse or Jennifer?
It's Jesse and Jennifer. We're both kind of in the van, passing the phone back and forth.
Eating pretzels.
Yeah, eating pretzels.
Eating pretzels en route to Chicago, and we're eating cookies here in Vancouver.
Do you want to say anything about Metallica? Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait. Here, Jen's going to say something.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, Jennifer?
Hi. Good.
So what do you have to say about Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that we're really into all their signs, their horoscope signs, and we feel like the ultimate lineup would be to have the same signs as them when Cliff Burton was in the band.
That is your ultimate.
Yeah.
And that's why you want to hear it today on CITR Radio.
Yeah.
All right. How are your pretzels, Jennifer?
Good. We ate them all.
You're already done. All right. So right now we are speaking to Jesse and Jennifer from the band Bleached, who are currently on tour and are going to be coming to Vancouver on the 20th at the Media Club, which is next Monday night. So thanks for calling in, ladies.
Thank you.
And at their request, you are now going to hear a little Metallica, and the song is For Whom the Bell Tolls on Supworld Radio on CATR. Okay, thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a safe trip. See you next Monday at the Media Club.
20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleach is proudly sponsored by CITR. Friday, February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal, on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advance tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theatre on Granville Street, and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with Doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR. February 24th, prepare for a visual and oral treat at the Interurban Gallery. It's the Wintermids album release party and the David Thomas Mandel Art Show. With guests, aunts, and uncles, Kingsgate Chorus, and party DJs, it's the perfect way to spice up your Friday night. Advance tickets available from Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records. The Wintermids album release party, February 24th at the Interurban Gallery, is proudly sponsored by CITR.
You are back. This is Subworld Radio, a special Subworld Radio for two reasons. One, because I am joined by Ryan Smith of Green Burrito, who has been playing his cassette releases all show. And two, because we just got a special phone-in interview from Bleached, who are a super awesome band. They just put out a 7-inch on Suicide Squeeze. And they're going to be playing next week at the Media Club. So it was sweet that they called in from their tour and requested a little Metallica here on the show. And so the hour has flown by. It's gone by so fast. And we've got 6 minutes left, Ryan.
We're going to squeeze some stuff in there.
Okay, what are we going to squeeze in here?
First of all, happy Valentine's Day, Mom. I love you.
Happy Valentine's to my mom and dad, too. I love you, too.
We're going to play a really quick song by the Courtneys. And this is actually, it's funny because this is from the second Live at Pinhole recording, but the tape hasn't been released yet. And I was at Johnny's house I was there until like 2 or in the morning, I think. And Johnny, squeezed this out of nowhere, I'm pretty sure. So we have a recording that has only been heard the first time it got heard was at 2 in the morning last night, and I'm pretty excited for it.
The first time it ever got heard was 2 in the morning last night?
Yeah, I think Johnny heard it before me, but we literally took it off of the recording and exported it into a file to play
That's pretty fresh, Ryan.
Fresh off the boat. Ready to go?
Yeah, already play it.
hunts this boy. Try to strut as I walk, but when I'm cruising my block, 'cause I'm a man.
Was Mac DeMarco, I'm a Man.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was, I've never heard that before.
So chill.
So the guy who, Oswaldo, who shows up next, he's not here yet.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you got some motherfucking Alice Cooper.
All right. So you've been listening to Sup World. We did our feature on Green Burial Records with Ryan Smith. And we had a phone-in interview from the band Bleached. And since Oswaldo, who's supposed to be DJing the next hour, he's not here yet. So we're going to play a little Alice Cooper.
Yo, Green Brewery Tapes, I want to give a big shout-out to my boys, Two Towns and the High Drops, and everyone else.
Yeah.